Hey guys, welcome back to another fresh episode of Stock Patchala. When you talk about the share market, there is a possibility that you might have heard of the terms Nifty and Sensex a lot. But do you know what these terms stand for and their meaning in the stock market world? If you are not aware, then don't worry. In this episode, we will be talking all about these two terms, Nifty versus Sensex. Let's dive in. Firstly, when you look at the stock market's direction, you will see the market index. In India, the Nifty and Sensex are two essential market indexes. But wait, what is a market index? This statistical data that tells you the change in the price movement or the market performance is called an index. Investors use the market index to determine the market performance over a while. Both Nifty and Sensex are market indexes and known as economic barometers. Now we will know the meaning of both Nifty and Sensex. What do they mean? Nifty stands for National Stock Exchange and shares the top 50 companies listed on NSE, representing the market index of around 62% of the capitalization. On the other hand, Sensex is the oldest market index and contains the top 30 company shares on the Bombay Stock Exchange, representing the market index of roughly 45% of the capital. Now let's try to learn about Nifty and Sensex in depth. Guys, Nifty National Stock Exchange 50 was presented by NSE in 1996 and also known by the names such as Nifty 50 and CNX Nifty. Nifty shows the top 50 stocks performances from the top 50 of 1600 companies traded over 24 sectors. Nifty 50 is used for comparing index funds, index-based derivatives, and fund portfolios. It is managed by a subsidiary of NSE, Index Services and Products Limited. Now, talking about Sensex is the market index of the Bombay Stock Exchange. Sensex is also known as the name of S&P BSE Sensex. Moreover, Sensex is the oldest index presented by the Bombay Stock Exchange in 1986, including the top 30 companies in BSE. Now, you will learn about the difference between Nifty versus Sensex. Apart from the Nifty and Sensex similarities, that both are broad market indexes that assume the stock market's strength, few points tell us the difference between Nifty and Sensex. So let's discuss those differences one by one. First, the Nifty is derived from the National and 50 and has an 2 trillion base, while Sensex is sensitive and indexed. Second point, Nifty is known as Nifty 50 and S&P CNX 50, and Sensex is known as S&P BSE Sensex. Third point, Sensex is owned by the Bombay Stock Exchange, whereas the Nifty is owned and handled by both NSE subsidiary and Index Services Products Limited. Fourth point, the Nifty base number is 1000, whereas the Sensex base number is 100. The base period of Nifty is 3 November 1995 and Sensex is 1978 to 1979. Now the fifth point is Nifty comprises 50 top companies active in trading with NSE, whereas Sensex consists of the top 30 companies actively trading with BSE. Now the last point we have is Sensex covers 13 sectors and Nifty has a large market index that covers 24 sectors out of 1600. Further, let's throw some light over how to calculate Nifty and Sensex. The Nifty calculation occurs according to the free float market capitalization weighted methodology. It presents the total market value or price of the 50 Nifty constitutes from the day it was founded, that is 3 November 1995. And the companies that will be calculated must be in the Nifty top 50 companies trading actively with NSE. Moreover, Nifty 50 constitutes a 0.5% or less average impact cost for over 6 months for a portfolio of 10 crores. To calculate the Nifty index, obtained the market capitalization by multiplying the number of shares by their price. In the simple words, use the formula market capitalization is equal to shares into prices. Now, to calculate the free float market capitalization, multiply the investable weight factor with the market capitalization, which is free float market capitalization is equal to market capitalization into IWF. IWF stands for the percentage of the shares that investors can freely trade in the stock market. Simply, if we put this is the percentage of the shares not maintained by any company or director. Suppose you need to calculate the index value by dividing the current market value by base market value and multiplying by the base index value, that is 1000. And the formula for the same is index value is equal to current market value by base market capital into 1000. The base market capital of Nifty is rupees 2 trillion. The index value indicates the profit an investor can earn if they invest in a specific portfolio. Now moving on, how to calculate Sensex? Sensex also follows the same method as Nifty. Like Nifty, it also presents the total market value or price of the 30 company constitutes from the day it was founded, that is 1978 to 1979. Each constitute must weigh 0.5% of the stated index. Moreover, a stock should have a trading history of at least 1 year and must have traded on every trading day. Then only it will be considered as a constitute. To calculate Sensex, first calculate each company's market capitalization using the same formula discussed above. Then to calculate the free flotation capitalization, you need to multiply the derived market capitalization with the free float factor. And the formula for the same is free float market capitalization is equal to market capitalization into free float factor. The free float market capitalization of the 30 companies divided by the index divisor of 100. The index divisor is the relationship between the base period and the current period. Just like Nifty, Sensex also reflects the returns you can earn by investing in the portfolio. Now, at last, we will talk about the factors affecting the performance of an index. Sensex and Nifty are very touchy to the economy. When the company is flourishing, it gets reflected in the share market's performance and the indexes will be upward. Few factors that affect the performance of these indexes are: number one, change in the rate of interest. Interest rate and share market move opposite, always. Interest rate increases, the loan becomes expensive. Therefore, the companies reduces their expenses, putting pressure on the stock market, which results in a decrease in indexes. Number two, inflation. Rising inflation portrays a circumstance in which the value of money experiences an immense fall. When inflation is high, investors have little money to invest, and the companies will also suffer because of the rising cost in the economy and leads to the fall in the share market. Number third, global economy. The global economy and the politics are also responsible for the downfall of Sensex and Nifty. Recession is the best example that impacts the global economy. In the end, we can conclude that the Nifty and Sensex are the two major indexes of the stock market in India. Both these indexes tell the strength of the share market with many similarities. Though, the difference between Sensex and Nifty is that they are designed to predict 30 and 50 companies' performance, respectively. The base value of the index for Sensex is 100 and for the Nifty is 1000. So this is it for this episode, guys. I hope this episode is of some help for you. I will see you in another episode of Stock Paathshala. Till then, you can also listen to other episodes of Stock Paathshala. And wait a minute, do follow us on Facebook, Instagram and YouTube. The link for the same is given in the description below. Thank you for listening, Stock Paathshala.